The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and we've got a great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. Give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell it H-U-G-Z. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can call our business office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Renata Santarelli, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We've got some brand new webinars coming up for you this year. On Wednesday, March the 6th, we have a presentation by Dave Kane, and this presentation is called 41 Signs of Hope, which is also the name of Dave's book. Dave is going to share amazing stories and supernatural occurrences revolving around the number 41, which he and his family believe to be communications from the spirit of his son, Nicholas. And our Earth Day raffle is coming up on April 22nd, and with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll actually have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. The mediums participating in this event are Neil Zipkowski, Tracy Lee Nash, Catherine Nadal, Eliza Ray, as well as our guest tonight, Renata Santarelli. And finally, our summer grief retreat has been scheduled for the weekend of July the 26th through the 28th, and we'll be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. For more information about this event and all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for tonight. Tonight is Mediums and Messages, and we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes. So on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Renata Santarelli, and she is also a certified researcher medium with the Winbridge Institute. Renata is a healer. She's a Reiki master and a matrix energetics practitioner. She's also a grief facilitator, and she's been a radio host herself for many, many years. We're always happy when she can join us. Hi, Renata.
Hello, Doreen.
How are you?
Me.
Oh,
I love
having you. You're doing good, huh?
Even in this crazy
winter weather.
Absolutely. I'm just hoping I don't float away in the next 48 hours. We have major flooding going on, but
I think everyone is ready for spring.
Absolutely.
At this point.
Absolutely. But I'm really excited to be here this evening.
Yeah, it's great to have you back on the show again. We love having you here. So we have a few moments to chat before we have to get to our phone lines. And I know that we've spoken about this before. It's a subject that everyone loves to talk about, though, and that is when we get signs from our loved ones in spirit. And I think almost everyone can relate to this because there are so many different ways, you know, that we might get a sign. So tell me about what some of your clients say. What kind of signs do they talk about?
Well, the interesting thing is there are always signs all around us. However, when we're going through grief, we're not quite as aware of them.
Yeah.
In my experience personally as a human being, not just a medium, because I myself ask my loved ones to give me signs.
Right.
With clients, it varies. And this is what I have in the last 20 years kind of discovered and truly believe this, that any sign that's coming from a loved one or ones from the other side is always something that resonates and connects to the person that's passed and to their loved one or loved ones that are here.
Right.
And, for instance, I have a client who was extremely close to her mother, extremely close. And they were very spiritually open, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she just wasn't receiving those signs or those messages, she felt. And she was also going through a very difficult time besides the passing of her mother, but other things going on in her life, and we all can relate to that. It seems like things come in threes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had done a session for her, a reading, and I said to her, I said, look, when your mom comes through, you're going to know without a shadow of a doubt, because that's the way your mother's going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Around a month later, she was kind of lost in New Jersey. She was actually looking for a new residence. And there was a rainstorm, and she just ended up having one of those moments where you just cave and decided she needed to pull over. And she really just, she said she was banging on the steering wheel and saying, Mom, Mom, come on now. I've been waiting 6 months. And when the rain kind of let up and she was able to compose herself, as she went to the stop sign and she looked up, there was a crossroad, the name of the street she had been sitting on was actually her mother's name. Now, her mother's name was an unusual name you don't hear very often, which was Edith.
Uh-huh.
And she said immediately when she saw the sign that she just felt the most, she knew her mother was with her. She saw the sign, but she felt the emotions that just flooded her. And that is what I've experienced myself personally, as well as many others. So it's always something personal.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I always mention this, too, because people might say, well, you know, it's a coincidence. But I don't think of it as being a coincidence. I feel like it's more synchronous. You know, this is what we call synchronicity, when more than one thing happens at the same time. And it's just too much to be coincidence, you know. So a name like that, as you said, you know, that's not a common name. You know, that's unusual. So.
And what struck her most, though, besides the name, was the emotions.
Yeah, of course.
She was over it. She just knew. And she also heard her mother say, now get on with it.
Yeah, I know.
Meaning pull herself up by the bootstraps.
Yep. You know, I know one of the big things that people will report with signs also is that our loved ones in spirit, I think once they can figure out how to interact with things that might be electromagnetic,
absolutely.
You know, appliances or phones or, you know, all kinds of gadgets and stuff, they will kind of send us messages that way. You know, I'll tell you a quick story one time. I had a client many years ago. She had lost her son really tragically, very tragically. And she was having a very difficult time. And she finally consulted with me. And she was very emotional. And she shared with me on the phone that she kept her son's cell phone. And that she kept it charged, you know, she would charge it so the battery had some charge in it, but there was no service on the phone, so there was no dial tone and she couldn't get any calls or whatever. And but that every once in a while then the phone would ring and it would show her son's phone number in the display, like it was coming from him, even though there was no service on the phone. So every time this happened, she started to share with me, because I'd read for her more than once, and she was like, that's a sign, that's a hello from my son. And as she's telling me this story, his cell phone rings while she's on the phone with me.
I love it. And you're right. It's anything that's electric, anything that has energy, basically.
Yeah.
Because they are no longer here physically, but their survival of consciousness and their memories and all of those things are still electromagnetic, or their energy.
Right.
Look how we are plugged in on a daily basis now. just in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So they know how to manipulate. And also, people, it takes them a while to learn how to communicate in a new way. And depending on what we're going through in our life, there's always this thing, I haven't heard, it's been 2 weeks, it's been 2 months, it's been, I had to wait a year when my brother passed.
Right.
I'm a medium, right?
Right.
But
so,
I was devastated. So there's no time frame, but they do leave all kinds of signs.
They do.
They always do.
And people relate to different things, whether it's feathers or pennies or birds or, you know, and sometimes it's very subtle. But, yeah, watch for those signs, because usually once they learn how to grab our attention, they will do that again. Now, we're going to get ready to go to a short break. But before we do, I just want to quickly mention that for our listeners, on Wednesday, April 10th, Renata and I will be doing a webinar at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And this will be more of a serious topic. We'll be talking about healing from traumatic loss and from suicide, and we'll be taking questions, you know, from everyone that's in the webinar. So we have a chat room in the webinar. You can put your questions in there. We're happy to address some of the things that, you know, the questions that you're sending in. So we hope you'll join us for that Wednesday, April 10th, and that will be Renata and I on that webinar. So Renata,
really,
we're going
to really
take,
looking forward to
we're both looking forward to that. It's going to be a great webinar, I think. We're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Renata, and we'll open up our phone line. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Renata Santarelli. Now, we're going to go to our phone lines. And before we take our first caller, I just want to mention our lines tend to light up pretty fast. We're going to get to as many calls as we can. We do like to hear your voice. So if I take your call, I'm going to ask for you by name, and just make sure you're talking to us a little bit here, and Renata's going to do a quick mini reading for you. Okay, you ready to go, Renata?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Okay, our first caller, I believe, is Michelle calling in from New York. Are you with us, Michelle?
I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
No, I'd like a reading, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Renata.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you for calling in. Michelle, is there a male around you that's recently passed?
Yes.
Okay, was there any head injury or trauma somewhere around the head, neck, or shoulders?
Yes.
Okay, well, he's around you very closely, and is your mother here or passed, please?
Passed.
Okay, so your mother and this other male is coming in very strongly. I don't feel like he's been gone very long, and that's why I feel like your mother is definitely. Do you know the name John connected to family? Okay,
no.
Just kind of file that name because I'm hearing it very closely. And also, does the month of January last month, does that resonate with you at all around your mother? Or family?
My mother's birthday. My mother's birthday.
Okay. Excuse me. I also feel like, I don't know if it's the younger man that's come in, who I feel is, I feel like my voice is going to go away. I feel like I can't, excuse me. Do you also have any breathing problems or something cutting off the airway?
No, he did not.
No. Okay, because there's another strong male around as well. What I'm hearing is, you know, we were talking about signs earlier today. I'm definitely hearing your mother say that this male is with her, and they've definitely been giving you signs. Also, Michelle, I actually want to say Michelle like that for some reason.
Oh, my God.
Michelle, I want to say in that way. That you need to follow your intuition. You need to, you know, you're getting those goosebumps yet? Because I feel like I'm going to raise my voice because your mama wants me to do it that way. there's a lot of love for you, and he's good, but trust your intuition. And the signs you've been receiving, they're letting you know. Because I feel like there's four people that you've lost in the last few years. Because your mom is holding up four fingers. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. So they're all coming in together. Michelle, she says that does it for you because I only have a short amount of time. But much love to you. And you have a birthday coming up or around the corner, I'm hearing.
No.
Okay. There's another birthday.
No, I just had a birthday.
Oh, you just had the birthday and your mother's was like, okay, so happy birthday, Michelle. And I'm going to let Doreen take this.
Okay.
Let's see what we're getting around you. You know, I'm feeling a grandmother energy around you also, and I want to say I feel a lot of energy on the other side, on your mom's side of the family. So your mom has passed. Is her mother your maternal grandmother on the other side as well?
Yes.
Okay.
No, she's still here.
This would be a grandmother energy or a female energy that's about two generations above you. So that's the grandparents. And maybe it's your other grandmother. But there's an older female with your mom.
My grandmother's sister just passed.
Okay. Oh, your grandmother's sister. Okay. Is there a JN or GN name connected on that side of your family, like a Jeannie or Joan or Joanne?
Jeannie, that's the one that my grandmother's sister.
That's the sister that just passed?
Just passed.
Okay, yes. That's who it is then, that's with your mom, because I know it's two generations above you, and I feel like I needed to tell you that they were together. I actually feel like there's a whole bunch of people there, and I feel like in your grandmother's generation, so your great-aunt, Jeannie, I feel like they had maybe a lot of people, a lot of aunts and uncles, a lot of siblings. You know, families traditionally were much bigger, you know, back in the day. They're trying to tell me to let you know they're all together and having a good time, because I feel like that's what they used to do. There used to be a lot of, like, getting together, especially I'm feeling that with females. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Females in the family? Okay.
Yeah.
Also, your mom just steps forward and she shows me my symbolism for dreams and connecting you with you in the dream state. Do you remember your dreams?
Not really, no.
You're not remembering. Okay.
No.
Because they are communicating with you, they are connecting with you. It usually is the easiest way for them. And yeah, you do get signs in the waking state also. Your mom is showing me she likes to buzz you, she says. She buzz. So watch for, pay attention to, watch for like a buzzy feeling or a buzzy kind of sensation, because I feel like that kind of comes out of the blue, and she wants you to know, that's me saying hello, okay?
Okay. I have a really quick question for Michelle.
All right,
Michelle,
real quick.
When I said Michelle, you understand that, right?
My uncle used to do that. My mom used to do that. My uncle's the one who passed, my mother's brother.
Okay, so that's why we just have a short amount of time, but they just kept saying Michelle, not Michelle.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Thank you.
All
right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All righty. Let's get to our next caller. I believe we have Kat calling in from New York. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like a mini reading?
I'd like a mini reading.
Okay. All right. You did say Kathy, right? Or Kat?
Pat.
No.
Oh, Pat.
It's Kat.
Okay.
Yeah, I was confused.
I'm sorry.
So would it be Patricia then?
Yes, Patricia.
Okay, there we go. Because I was like, no, something's not right there.
Okay, there you go.
Patricia, do you have a husband that's passed?
No, I've had a guy I was engaged to passed.
He
died before.
All right. He's coming around you very strongly. and also, I want to say Patricia instead of Pat. I know you prefer to be called Pat, but I have to say what they say on the other side. Also, your mother has passed as well?
Correct.
Okay. Come in. Would there be a Kathleen connected to your family, to you in any way?
A calf?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there is.
Okay. All right. And also, you have children?
Oh, yes. quite a few.
Yeah, you have quite a few that are there. Is there anything going on with one of your children that's bringing you a lot of concern?
Yes.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
Okay, quite a bit. Okay, this is where I have to go really quickly because I'm limited on time, is that you need to continue to have those boundaries, but your faith and your praying and your is going to help things turn around. Do you understand those messages?
Yes.
If you're doing the tough love and you must keep doing it, you have a lot of love and support from the other side.
Okay, let's get to our next caller. Is our next caller on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Anita.
Anita, where are you calling in from, Anita?
Durango, Colorado.
Colorado. Okay, would you like to have a mini reading?
Oh, sure. A mini reading would be awesome.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Renata.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, Anita. Thank you for calling in. Anita, do you know the name Michael around you or family?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make that connection. And also, I have a female here that I feel like passed away kind of tragically. But does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay, she's here connecting to you. Also, I just want to know if, this is what I want to say. There's another older woman with her, but I feel, again, like this person's newly there. It hasn't been a long time. And also, were there questions surrounding her passing?
Well, it's my daughter, Bonnie. And she died 2.5 years ago, and she died in a car crash.
Okay, don't tell me anything else, please. don't tell me anything else, because she really wants to kind of make a connection. That's why I was hearing the song when I lost connection, that she is. Is your mother or grandmother with her passed as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then also, you receive a lot of signs from her. You're communicating with her a lot.
I am.
And also, this is your strongest message from your daughter, is that you need to have strength and the courage. You have more courage and strength than you think you have to put forth and publish something or speak about. Do you understand what she's referencing?
Yeah, yes.
And she's so proud of you. She says, go, Mom.
Oh, awesome.
So this is the year you do it. Step out there further.
Okay.
And she says, doesn't matter if some people think you're, you know, crazy. You're not crazy. You know it's me.
Because
you even, not only do you sense her, but you feel her, but it's also some type of floral smell I keep getting, like a nice spring bouquet.
nice.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Because I can explain all that, but I got it.
Okay, you got it, but she says this is the year. So if you're ready to launch something, you know, it's almost March, April, May, just do it. You're going to help so many others, not just family here, but others on the other side as well.
Okay.
You understand?
That's great.
And really quickly,
would she
have somebody named Shay, like a friend or someone named a female with the name Shay, S-H-E-A?
I don't know.
Okay, remember that.
Bell.
Okay. S-H-E-A. She's even spelling it for me. I'm going to hand it over to Doreen.
Hi, Anita.
S-H-E-A.
Thanks for being patient with us, by the way, with our phone lines. there was one other thing. When Renata was connecting with your daughter, she was showing me her hair, and she wanted to talk about her hair. And I don't. What's the significance of that? Was that something that was like important to her? Would she like change her hairstyle, or would she put like interesting colors in her hair? Or what's the hair reference with her?
I don't know. She just had beautiful blonde hair. I mean, she looks like an angel.
Just showing me her hair, and she, like, as if this was something she was proud of or would have fun with or would just pay a lot of attention to. And I just feel so much love coming from her. You know what's so interesting? When you guys were talking about signs before, I feel like your daughter works almost overtime to kind of get your attention. And the funny thing about it is the way she's showing me is that she actually has fun doing this. It's like sometimes they're very playful in the way that they do this. And she says something about the cup in the kitchen. There's like, do you have like a cup with her name on it or something? There's like a cup with something on it. I don't know if it was hers or if it was something she gave you or if it was just like a gift or a cute kind of thing. You know, sometimes there's photos or pictures. Or what is she talking about with the cup?
Oh, I have this cup, and that was hers, and I drink my coffee out of it every morning.
Okay. So just know she's aware of it. You know, I always say that these are what I call the bits and pieces of people's lives. They mention little tiny things like that because you're the only one that really understands it, you know? And that's her way of letting you know she's with you when you do this. She knows that you're using that cup, okay? Because she said to mention it. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Okay, I just want to ask a really quick question, and I know we have other callers, but Anita, do you know what she means about publishing or putting something out there?
Well, I'm not really sure. Like, she's been giving us all these messages, and I've been writing them down.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know if that's it. And then we've been doing this grief group thing.
Okay.
And, you know, we're having a different experience than everybody else because we're tuning in.
But don't feel
her.
Guilty about that, number one. Maybe look at all the messages and just get quiet because she wants to dictate through you messages from the other side. Let that sink in, she says.
Okay. I do have one question I want
to answer. I mean, I got a favor for her. I need her help. I don't know if you can help me with this.
You need her help?
I need her help. And I don't know if you can help me with this. But it's real specific to her one son. She left two children behind.
Mm-hmm.
And the one is just, it's been 2.5 years, and he just keeps, he doesn't take responsibility, and he makes up stories, and he's lying. And I don't have him, but he's living with my son, and he's making my son's life difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would ask Bonnie if she could help him get in touch with her son and help him start telling the truth.
You know, sometimes that happens too because they're going through a difficult age, you know, a time
mm-hmm.
period with regard to their age. But also, the thing I was just shown by your daughter is he is still dealing with the grief of that loss. And
mm-hmm.
what she showed me is celebration. And I know what she means by that. She means to help him celebrate her life. Help him remember her in ways that will help him to heal. You know, sometimes when people are in a deep state of grief, one of the things they do, they could go from one extreme to the other, but sometimes one of the things they do is they clam up and they don't want to talk about their loved one. Other times they'll just talk nonstop about that person, you know, one extreme to the other. But what I was just shown is that it's going to be very helpful for him to honor her in different ways, and that's going to help him with his healing process because he needs to feel her in his life somehow from the other side, and that's what's going to help. So I don't know if it helps to hear that, but that's kind of what I was just shown.
Well, it does. It does. And actually, we're going to go spend a week with him next week, and so I just, you know, I'll have an opportunity to, we can celebrate.
I'll speak to him about letting go of guilt. Any guilt that he may be having and experiencing.
Yeah.
That's the other issue.
Oh, thank you. This is
You're
great.
Welcome.
Alrighty. We're going to leave it there with you. Anita, I hope this helped you just a tiny bit.
It helped me big time, so I really
appreciate it, ladies.
Alrighty.
God
You're
bless
very
you.
Welcome. That
You're very
you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well. Okay, bye-bye. So we have a couple of more callers. Before we do that, we're just going to do something really quick here. We normally go to another break. We're going to be able to insert that into, you know, into our show later. But I do want to read one announcement. Yeah, I'm going to do one announcement here really quick, and we'll do the commercials after. So, guys, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, Every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. Now, these are places you're already shopping in, like L.L. Bean, Home Depot, Nike, QuickBooks, Sirius Radio, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
All righty, we're going to take a couple of more calls. So let's get to our next caller on the line. I believe we have Shirley calling in from New York. Are you with us, Shirley?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like a
Thank
mini
you.
Reading?
Yes, I would love a mini reading.
Okay.
Good evening, Shirley. How are you? It's Renata.
Yes, good evening.
What am I picking up around you? Oh, goodness. Oh, wow.
I'm here.
I'm sorry I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. I was listening to your audio.
Okay, yeah. The thing is, can you turn that down?
Yeah,
because
turn
it's interfering
down a
with me.
Bit.
I
sure.
can't make a connection.
No, I'm going to actually move away from that so you can hear me better.
Okay, yes,
is
definitely.
Better?
Thank you.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is the name Daniel or Danny connected to you or your family?
Yes, there is a Danny, but
okay,
he's
Danny.
Alive.
Okay, trying to make it. I'm sorry. Did you say he's still? Yes. Sometimes they're still here. And then also, I wanted to know.
I don't know, Doreen, you may need to take this.
Okay.
Just because I'm hearing myself in my head still. You know, for the recording.
Okay.
I'm having an audio thing going on.
To this. Oh, well, this is an odd thing. I've got, so first of all, I feel a female energy around you, Shirley, but they're also talking about, are there twins in your family by any chance?
No.
No twins. Okay.
No.
Okay, the only other interpretation for twins that I have is the sign of Gemini, and I don't know if that rings any bell for someone,
no.
Because that's the sign of the twins, okay? So Gemini, just so you know, would be a birthday from May 21st to June 21st, and they just showed me that, twins. There is a female on the other side. I do feel above you, so above you is older generation.
Okay.
I don't know if this is mom or an aunt. It feels one generation above you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Is this your mom that I'm picking up on?
No. It could be my mother-in-law or my aunt.
Okay. I think it's probably going to be your mother-in-law because it's a mom vibration. I'm feeling a mother figure there. Okay, she's showing me, prior to her passing, she would have been going through quite a bit. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like there was a lot going on with her. And the way she brings it to my attention is not just one thing. I have either several areas of my body I'm dealing with or several issues I'm dealing with. Like it's complicated is what she showed
mm-hmm.
me. Can I ask you also, where is the A-N name, like Ann or Anna or Angie, or how does that name connect to either you or to your mom?
No.
It's a female name. The reference goes to a female, so Anna.
I have an aunt that passed away a long time ago.
Okay.
Her name
is
Anna.
Yeah, that would do it. Okay, that would do it, because I'm just hearing, I hear the name Anna. Sometimes they just mention names. Sometimes it's people who are past. Sometimes it's people who are living. That could be her way of letting you know that she's reconnected with that person. Let me just see what else she shows me. The other thing is, where do we find a teacher reference in your family or somebody that works around education somewhere?
That would be me.
Oh, you're a teacher. Okay.
Well,
so
I'm a counselor in an adult program.
Okay.
I have a teacher certification.
Gotcha. Okay. So she's just mentioning this because I think she's trying to let me know she's around you. She knows what you're up to. She knows what's going on here. Let's see what else she's showing me here. Okay, so this would be your mother-in-law. So may I ask you something? Would your husband not understand mediumship or not be interested in it or... Like, would he have never shown an interest in, paranormal stuff or any of that?
Yeah, before he wasn't really that, yes.
Okay, because she's kind of laughing a little bit, and she's making me feel like the two of you are very different when it comes to that, and you sort of embrace, you embrace this a little bit more. But that she has actually either given you a sign and probably given him a sign also. She's telling me to mention something about either when he's in the car or when he's driving. Did he mention something to you about that? About having like some kind of an experience or feeling her energy or?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything about this. He's passed.
Yeah,
he's passed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the reason I'm sorry. When she first came on, all I could hear was the echo because she was near the computer.
Yeah.
And as you've been talking, I can see him coming in, and now it's very quiet.
Okay.
Okay.
There's something about, she's trying to tell me something about sensing her or feeling her or connecting with her, though, in the car. So if it's not him, I don't know, maybe she's talking about you. Do you get that sensation when you're driving, like they're with you or... Like they're buzzing you?
There's a lot of reference of songs that I feel connected with me and my husband.
Okay. Yeah, you've got...
Is there a car connection? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're like showing me, like feeling that connection or something. So whether it's coming through music, I mean, a lot of people do talk about that.
Yes.
Sometimes that's also, consider it a sign as well. But I was being shown was something in the car of becoming aware of the energy on the other side and making that connection with them.
He died in a car accident, a tragic car accident.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh. Can I ask you something also? Was their passings, your mother-in-law and your husband, fairly close in time?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like there's not a lot of time separating. So this is there's a lot of tragedy here for you.
Yes.
Okay, hang on a second. Now I'm feeling your husband. Hang on just a minute. Are you wearing something of his? Do you have a shirt on or something?
Yes.
Okay. All right. He's saying to mention it because he wants you to know he's with you and he sees you. And he says, that's my hug for you. That's my hug. So every time you put on that shirt or the sweater or whatever it is you have of his that you put on, think of him having his arms around you. He's wrapping you in love. Okay. Oh, gosh. As soon as he came in, I felt your mother-in-law, as soon as he came in, I felt overwhelmed with his energy. It was almost like he wanted her to come in first, and now I feel...
And I never wear his shirt. Today's the first time.
Okay. Well, that's why he's bringing it up. He wants you to know he's with you, he's with you, he sees you, he's like he knows what you're up to. You know, that's the thing. They see us and hear us. You know, they know
what's
going on.
That's also a sign, if I can interrupt, Doreen.
Oh, gosh, yes.
It's a sign.
Absolutely.
As we were talking about earlier, she's never worn it, and then she decided to wear it.
And all of a sudden, what made you put a shirt on tonight, if you don't mind my asking?
Because I had a dream about him yesterday, and I really missed him as if it was a mistake of his passing.
Okay.
So I just needed him.
Okay. And for whatever reason, you just, you know, you were led to grab that shirt, put that shirt on, and there you are. Renata, do you have anything else from her husband that you
want
to share?
I wanted to ask you too, sweetie. When he was in the car before his accident, did he always listen to his radio really loud?
Yes.
Okay, because when I first heard her voice, I was like, I couldn't hear her, and I was just hearing this music or an audio. And thanks to him, that's what happened. That's just his way. He also, do you have children?
Yes.
Okay, he's sending love to all of them because he says there's three of you. Do you have two children?
No, three.
You have the three of you and you. Sending lots and lots of love. And then also, he's very funny. He has a dry sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
He's there with you. And sports was important to him as well. I have to add that. He just said sports.
He enjoyed it.
It was important. But all of you are very important. And your mom passed before your husband? Or his mother?
My mother-in-law. Yep.
Yeah. Because they're together. But there's some other things going in, because we don't have a lot, but there's some other things going on in your life right now. And they're both right there to guide you. To guide you, just keep the faith and go easy on yourself. When you need to fall apart, when the kids are taken care of and you need to fall apart and have that cry or curl up in his shirt and just cry, allow yourself to do it. That's part of the grieving process.
Okay.
Alrighty.
That doesn't mean you're weak.
Right.
Yeah, Shirley, we're going to leave it there with you. I hope this helped just a tiny bit today.
It does. Thank you so much.
Alrighty.
You're so
very,
welcome.
Very
big
welcome.
Hugs to you, sweetie, and your children.
Thank you.
Be well.
Thank you.
Alrighty, I think we have time for maybe one more call,
okay.
A short one. Okay, so let's go back to our phone lines.
My ear's still buzzing.
I'm sorry?
I said my ear is still buzzing from the radio.
Alrighty, do we have another caller on? Let's see.
Hello.
Hi. Who's calling?
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi. This is Karen.
Karen, hi. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from New York.
From New York. Okay. So would you like a mini reading real quick?
I would love a mini reading real quick. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We have a few minutes.
Okay. Okay, Miss Karen, I'm going to say to you, that I feel that you, do you have a father that's passed or a male, a father figure? Hello?
No.
No
father, no.
No father or a male?
Yes, a male father. In the past, yes.
Okay, there is a male around you very, very strongly. I keep hearing beeping.
Hold on just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay. Where the radio ends, so.
Yeah, the radio's
yeah,
in,
that's,
yeah.
I hear.
Do you hear, mm-hmm. too?
Okay.
No,
sorry,
no,
sorry about
just,
that.
It goes out for a minute. Yep. It
yeah,
goes
and
out
I, my connection
and
keeps
right
getting
back.
Lost. I feel that this male mm-hmm. is around you very strongly, and also I also feel there's another female around you as well. Is your is all
yes.
about moms tonight? Is your mom passed?
Kara,
yes,
can you hear us? Is your
dead.
Mom
yes,
passed?
My mom.
Yes,
yes my
yes.
mom.
Your
is
mom
dead.
Is saying hello to you, sending you lots of love. She says, continue to be strong. Things are going to turn around June. Are you trying to sell a piece of property or move into something different?
No moving, not yet, no.
Not yet. Well, you will be in the future.
Not yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a new baby coming in the family really quickly? Is there a new baby coming somewhere
not yet.
In the family? Not yet. Well, there
no.
will be.
Okay.
Okay. Anything?
So you have some good things to look forward to, Karen.
Oh,
I apologize for all this craziness with these phones.
Yeah, you know what happens? Every oh. time the lines are beeping, it knocks mm-hmm. out the sound for the guests, so they're not, for the caller, so they're not hearing everything. So
okay.
sorry,
yes,
sorry
that's
about
what
that.
I, that's what's going on. That's okay.
Yeah.
Much love to you, she says.
Thank you.
Try to call into
I
the show next
in
month
August.
Again, Karen, and we'll get you in here, okay?
That would be awesome.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, and you be well. All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. And we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Renata Santarelli, for joining us this evening. So, Renata, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or if they would like to schedule a private session with you, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Through my website at renatasantarelliweb.com, or they can
okay.
check out, find me on Winbridge or Forever Family Foundation.
Okay, awesome.
And I really enjoyed it this evening, and I just would like to say to the listeners, be open to all signs.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Feel your way through them. How does that
Absolutely.
Sign feel to you?
Yeah, you know, and I'll just add to that, you're so right. You were so right on that when you said it's all about the emotion, because when you get the sign, think about how you're feeling when that comes. It's not a coincidence. If you're sensing something and you're feeling something, just ride those emotions and see where it takes you, okay? And I do want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And once you're there, you can become a member. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can check out all the wonderful events that we host. And be sure to tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. In the meantime, I wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.